What up, peeps?
What up, y'all?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I decided to go uber casual today and stay in my PJs for y'all. Because what am I dressing
up? I'm going to keep you lifted, shouty.
I don't get it.
Because you said Uber, so I have to always do a lift joke.
Oh, my goodness. She said, lift joke is so old.
I always have to give you a lift joke when you say Uber. It's and if so you say old. Lyft, then I'm like, I have to give you an Uber joke.
Whatever. All right. Are we ready?
Right. Y'all ready? You good? You can need some help?
Sorry.
You need some help?
I have to lift the girls up. You gotta lift and separate.
This is a Let's Make Out podcast. You need some help?
No, I don't need your help.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
You're so funny.
What up?
What's
y'all?
Going on?
What
peeps?
It do?
What is up? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast.
Yes.
Where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am one of your hosts, Gabrielle, aka Gabe, and I am joined by my handsome husband
co-host. Chad, aka Babe. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. You are beautiful yourself, sweetheart.
Thanks,
so I appreciate
love.
That.
I do what I can.
So we are
Oh, what is this? Week three? Week four?
We don't know what
I don't even know.
So it's like Monday
it's
every
like
day. Every day is a Monday.
Hell, like just every day is a Monday. Every day could be a Friday or a Saturday. Like they all literally run together.
Literally every day runs together.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's honestly like there's been some good parts about needing mm-hmm. to stay home or staying home, you know, on purpose so that we can make sure that we're doing our part, you know?
Yeah.
There has been some good stuff, you know, from it. I hate the reason why everyone has to stay home.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the worst part is that it's because of something that is, you know, hurting and ultimately, you know, killing people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there has been some, you have to look for the positive in any
right. I
bad
mean,
situation,
yeah,
right?
The
you have to.
Is definitely. Well, I would say for me is the downtime.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, we do live a life where we're constantly on the go. And I know that has been a pattern for us for years.
Yeah.
So it almost feels like God has given us this blessing of time.
Of resetting. Kind
yeah.
of, you know?
It's kind of like, well, you said you needed time to do these things. Now you have it. So do the things. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Or just don't do the things and relax.
Relax.
You know what I'm saying? Like, only you know what you need to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I mean,
but
yeah,
that's
think,
the positive
yeah.
for me, I guess.
Absolutely. I think, you know, and there's been things that I've been able to get done mm-hmm. around the house that literally I wouldn't have done.
Yeah,
you know, it still wouldn't be done probably. So, I mean, I've been able to do some
good
stuff,
point.
You know, and you know, I think so that's been the positive is, you know, again, just getting some stuff done that we wanted to get done
mm-hmm.
and yeah, we're just trying to look at the bright side and we're thankful for, you know, the blessings that we have. And
yeah.
we're praying for everybody out there, you know, the same. That
yep. Find the positive in this, guys.
You got to. You got to find the positive.
And just hone in on it.
Hone in on it,
because
exactly.
you will go crazy.
If you
and
don't.
You will still go crazy because yesterday, Babe, had a day where he was stir crazy.
Yeah, I was stir crazy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The day prior to that, I think Gabrielle was stir crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
comes
like
in waves.
She gave it to me. She gave me the.
It's kind of like some days you're good, other days you're not. You're over it. The weather is nice, so at least we were able to get outside more.
Yes, weather is nice,
so
which is supposed to be nice today, tomorrow,
yeah.
and then I think it's supposed to get crap again. But
yeah, it'll be a crappy Easter weekend.
But we'll take it.
We'll take it.
We'll
oh,
take
speaking
it.
Of Easter, you guys, I'm so excited. But before I do that, I'll be about to cue the music. Oh, see how he got ready. Cue the music, shouting. Always do my fingers at that part
right.
at that point
port.
Like it's
at
a piano
port.
But I really think that that's a guitar, like do 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 do. I'm gonna be slappy the best man,
slappy the best man, coach me goats, slappy the best man. Y'all seen that what was the name of that movie now?
Oh,
it's left me.
Dang, that is Babe's favorite thing. He always
slappy the best
He used to do that so much. If you don't watch the whole movie, you just gotta
find Paul Rudd.
We just gotta find the clip. Maybe there's a clip on like YouTube or something.
Yes.
Because Babe does that all the time. What is the name of that movie?
Oh my goodness, it's a great movie.
Dang.
It's where Paul Rudd is trying to find a friend, so he ends up finding a friend. And
I can't even remember.
I can't. My, that's crazy because it's a good movie.
Oh, let's ask Alexa. Alexa, what is the Paul Rudd movie where he says "slap the bass, man"?
She didn't even say nothing back. She said, "That's a stupid question. I'm not answering
hey,
that."
Hey Siri, what is the Paul Rudd movie where he says "slap of the bass, man"?
I didn't find exactly what you were looking for, but I did find some movies with Paul Rudd. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I love you, man.
I love you,
I
man.
Love you, man.
That's what it is. Catcher was a spy. Okay, thank thanks. You, Siri. Appreciate it.
I love you, man. So, yes.
I love you, man. Yeah.
Great, so, great movie.
It is a good movie.
Got hashtag not sponsored.
Babe made me watch it.
But, yes.
Because he would always do that, and I'm like, what is that from?
Slap in the boss, man.
So, anyway, what I was saying before we cued the music was that I'm excited. I'm telling you, it hasn't happened yet, but the highlight of my day is going to be going to pick up my order that I placed from Target. I'm not going to step foot in the store, and I'm really sad about that. But I am excited to drive into the parking lot and have them.
I want everyone to close their eyes
in the trunk for me
and picture this with me. I'm going to take you through what's going to happen. So we're all going to close our eyes. Gabrielle's going to drive into Target, and this bright smile comes upon her face, and she parks the car, and she parks far away from the pickup area because she's there early. And then she parks the car, she gets out, looks around, smiles, and then she locks the door. Then she walks towards Target, and she kind of starts skipping a little bit. And then she gets to the middle area, not where the doors are, but between the two doors. And she puts her fingers on the wall and she just walks the entire way, dragging her fingers softly across the side of the Target wall.
Oh, my goodness.
And then she takes a selfie in front of the door. But then a person comes, starts walking out, and she instantly runs back to her truck, gets inside the truck, locks the door, and say, "You ain't gonna get me, sucker."
That is not at all how I thought the story was gonna go. I thought you were gonna say that I get there early and I actually go in and buy more things and then go back in my
car and drive to the pickup area. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
You
here.
Were, and I appreciate yes. that. Thank you. You
did it might be worse if you sit there and rub the wall. So I don't know. Whatever one's best.
I don't know if that's gonna happen, but
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
She's so cute.
I'm excited about it. Okay, I just hope that they have everything. You know, when you order online, it says like, well, it says now due to high demand, it could or could not be available. Even though it says they have one, or a lot of things I put in there says like one left, and I'm like, Lord, how long is it gonna take them to get to my order? Somebody being snatched up what I need before they get to my order. So I ordered Easter stuff for the kids. That was the whole purpose of me getting on
Target. But then I think she
was
looking at women's clothes too, though.
I was trying to find me some cute loungewear. See how you be busting me out? I was trying to find me some cute loungewear because I bought like some lounge shorts for Siege with some t-shirts. I bought like this cute little Easter dress for Reagan. It's like a, you know, a dress that she will wear around the house because she's into dresses. And then I was like, oh, let me see if they have some loungewear. Obviously, they're out of stock and with everything, so I'd have to like go in to see what they had, but I'm okay.
She's so cute.
But I was really missing Target yesterday.
She was. It was pretty funny.
And I was like, no, just place an order.
It was pretty funny. She was.
Anyway.
She was. It was funny.
Are y'all going through withdrawals from any of like your stores or like places that you frequent? Where are the places that you would just love to go right now? I know a lot of ladies will probably say their nails. I broke down and did my nails this weekend, took off my dip powder, polished them myself. I think I did a pretty good job.
She did a great job.
Thanks.
She did a great job.
Where are you missing right now? So, yeah, you want to jump into these questions?
Yeah, so let's get into the questions.
Let's do it. Let's you do go it. First, because I feel like you always make me go first.
That's one. Does it have numbers?
Yes, this is the one we love the best. It's 1001 conversation starters for any occasion.
Let's do 112.
Room 112, where the players dwell.
That's right.
Are you usually late, early, or on time, and why?
Currently? Currently, I would say late and right on time, about 50-50.
But you know, to be on time is to be late.
Exactly. But back in the day, I was always early.
Because that's how you were.
Yeah, it's just, like, yeah, trained to be. I was
early,
always just
like
early.
Military stuff, or just period.
Yeah, I mean, started military, and yeah, then I was always early.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's kind, you know, this is a common factor of what maybe changed that, but you know.
So you basically saying I made you a late person?
No, I didn't say that.
My whole life, I have grown up being late, and I think that it was passed down to me from my mother, okay? Yes, and I know I'm old enough to break the cycle, I know. But growing up, we were always late. Like, my mother just has a history of being late. And I'm not trying to talk about you, Mom, my bad. But it's the truth.
We love you.
So it kind of just became my thing. Like, it was second nature to me. Like, my nature is just to be late. Particularly, sometimes I don't even try to be. I just, what I realize is that I misjudge
how much time
I need to get ready. I don't factor in travel time, yeah, which is something that I have now started to do. Because if you guys have iPhones, I didn't realize, like, if you put an appointment in your calendar, you can actually turn on travel time and select where you're starting from. So it will alert you when it's time to start traveling. And it can even alert you, you know, 10 minutes, 30 minutes before you need to be leaving for time. And I was like, when I found that out, I feel like it really helped me get a little better, like getting to my appointments and stuff on time. Because normally, like, I'm right there at the moment or like a minute or two afterwards.
Yeah, like, we've gotten better. Yeah,
we have definitely gotten better.
But, so,
like,
I mean,
church is one. We still can't, for whatever reason, we are always like 5-10 minutes late for church, like always. And I don't really even know why that is.
I wouldn't say that. I think that lately,
maybe 10 minutes at most.
Well, we've been to church when it starts, but then we've got to get the kids into the kids area. So by the time we make it into the actual sanctuary, then
we miss like two worship songs.
We miss like a worship song
or at least
two.
The first
one. So we're not late. As in getting there, we should have got there 10 minutes early to get the kids in.
Right.
So that we could get in and get a seat.
Which is another instance of
misjudging time.
It's so, like, instead of saying we need to be there at 10 because that's when church
starts. We need to be there at 9:50.
We need to be there at 9:50 so we can have 10 minutes to get them, get our coffee, get in, situate, take our coats off or whatever before it even starts.
So, I mean, it's just something that we're trying to get better at. I mean, it's something that we know that we've got to be better at. So
it's one of those things, like, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard the saying, like, to be early is to be on time is to be late, and to be late is totally unacceptable. So I've heard that for a very long time in my life, but I haven't really quite grasped it. And then some places I just don't want to be the first person. So I purposely come late because I don't want to be the first person there. Like, if it's a dinner party or somebody's having a gathering at their house, I just don't want to be the first person to show up.
We'll show about
maybe that. It's
20
like,
minutes.
Not me, like, trying to make an entrance. Because it's not that. I just...
No, that part is not of you making an entrance. It's the part where you have me, like, turn on a song and I have a fan to blow your hair as you walk in. That's the entrance part.
I cannot stand you.
Trying to get your Beyonce moment every time you
whatever.
Walk in.
Whatever. So, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Do you guys like to be the first one there? Maybe I don't like it because of the awkwardness. It's extra small talk when you're there first.
I know.
You know, like, I don't know. Let me come once the party has already started.
I know, right?
Like, and yeah, that's just
yeah, insane. But it's
I don't know.
It's something we've gotten better. I, you know, but, you know, continue to work on that and
definitely
pray that we can get that done,
to
right?
Work on that because another thing about it, sorry, I'm keeping this question going, but I just keep thinking of things how we always talk about how we don't like that feeling of being rushed.
Yes.
Because I feel like
that's the worst part.
Every time I'm like in the car, I feel like I'm rushing to get to my destination. And I know that that's not a good way to be. It's not a good way to drive. It's just not good.
Yeah, it's like, not a good feeling. It's stress.
It's not a good feeling to have that anxiousness. Like, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? Maybe I'm going over the speed limit because I'm trying to make it. Like, you know?
Yes.
So I don't want that rushed feeling because, for one, it's better to get there regardless of what time you get there versus risking it, trying to rush and get there. But I do feel like a lot of times in the car, it's that anxious, like aggressive type of driving because I'm trying to get to my destination.
And that's why why she's done really good when it came to us traveling.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that drives.
He is the travel nurse.
So for me, like I said, she always asks the day before, what time do we need to leave? Mm-hmm. And I tell her what time. Because I'm the one that's then driving and I feel stressed.
Yeah.
You know, because we're trying to go catch flight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So she's gotten really good at that.
Still haven't gotten good at not leaving something. I swear every time we're about to fly,
we turn the corner.
We have to turn around.
We turn the corner. She's like, I have to go back.
Most of the time it's my retainer.
It is. It's
her
retainer.
Most of the time it's my retainer.
One time we were like literally 30 minutes into the 45-minute drive and she's like, we need to go back. I'm like, you full of crap. We ain't about to go back at all. I'm not about to drive 30 minutes back and then 45 minutes back. You crazy.
Yeah.
Because you forgot. It was like a charger or something. Like, we will buy you another charger. I can you not get an hour and 15 more driving from me.
Yeah. I'm still working on that.
But she would have done it, though. If it was she by herself.
If it was by myself, I would.
She would have showed back home. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I just needed to get this one thing.
Because she would have missed the flight.
Anyway.
But that's hilarious.
Yeah. That was a good question. I like that question.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
So today we want to talk about the books we're reading.
Yes.
We were kind of talking last night trying to figure out, okay, like, yeah, because we were last minute with it, trying to figure out the topics for this podcast. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you one thing. This act of consistency that we are doing, having a new episode every week, is a lot of work. Like, coming up with good topics, I feel like, is the hardest thing. And I don't know why it's so difficult.
It's, I think we put a lot more pressure on ourselves.
Yeah.
To make it like this amazing podcast each week when you can tell me, you listeners and watchers can tell us if we're wrong, but I feel like you like when we're just conversating. I think that,
conversating.
Okay. That's the word that I like to use. Okay. But yeah,
it's all love.
You know, I think that you guys like that. I mean, I think you like when we're just sitting here back and forth and going, you know, talking and, but for us, we're like, we want to make sure we bring something valuable to the podcast.
I know.
And how's that going to help you? And
nobody cares.
Like, we're trying to change a life in this podcast. And you know what? We pray that that does happen each podcast, that we change somebody's life. But we also can't put that pressure on our shoulders of saying, you know, if we don't change a life, then, you know, we don't know if we change a life.
That's true. Right? That's a good point.
You're never going to know how you affect someone's life until they tell you or maybe they just maybe they won't. So you just don't know.
That's right.
You
know? Yeah.
So we just gotta do it. We just gotta do it for our enjoyment and try to give you something positive and fun, and hope that you guys put a smile on your face, and hopefully, you know,
yeah,
it gets you conversating with your friends.
So
or conversing,
we
whatever you want
to
do.
All of that to say that I shot this. This was Babe's idea last night, and I was like, that's not good enough. Nobody
she shot it down so
what
quick.
Books we're reading. And then we kind of started talking about it, and I was like, okay, wait, let's save it. Maybe this is a good time. So, it's just one of those things. I just want to make sure it's good.
Yeah.
It's just that pressure to make it good. But maybe y'all just like to hear us ramble.
Let us know. We'd love to know.
And if you have topics that you want us to cover, let us know that too, because we're always taking suggestions. Okay.
Always.
So
So what we thought about, so my original idea was like, hey, as we were sitting there, I was like, what if we talked about the books that we're reading, you know, and or listening to, because we both listen to books.
We love listening.
And we also, you know, read books, because that's been something I think both of us have talked about, is listening to a book is amazing. I love listening to audiobooks, and I listen to literally each year, I think I've listened to at least 40 books.
That's like your thing.
So over the last 3 years, I think I've done well over 100 books, which is amazing for me, because I'm not I don't sit down and just read books.
Yeah.
But what I realized, and I think what Gabrielle realized too, is that we still need to make sure that we're reading books and still, you know.
Yeah.
you know, working on that skill, because, you know, because reading and reading quicker and comprehending quicker, and that's always a skill that you can develop more and more.
About that brain development, like reading versus listening, it takes different.
It does, you know? Because you listen. For me, audiobooks, you can listen and comprehend really quick. Like for me, I can listen, comprehend. That's all I got to do is listen. Whereas reading, you have to read it, comprehend what you just read, and then remember it, you know, or you know, keep it. So there's a lot of times where I end up reading the same sentence over because I got sidetracked.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that gets frustrating sometimes. It's because I'm not focusing on the reading, you know. So that's been a goal of ours. So, so we're going to go over a few books that we've been reading or listening to, and maybe some will be good ones that you guys want to check out.
Yeah. I think both of us kind of, well, I'm not going to say both of us, because you like to listen to, or you prefer, is it biography or autobiography, where the person is about?
Yeah,
you like them both.
Yeah, I like autobiography. I like true stories about, you know, an athlete or a person, stuff like that. That's what I enjoy those.
I'll listen to some of those, but I think a lot of mine tend to be like self-help books. Like
self-help is my second category that I love.
That's like the category that I probably listen to or read the most.
Yeah, absolutely.
Self-help.
I would say that too. Yeah,
I haven't read a fiction book in a really, really long time. My favorite author is a fiction author, James Patterson. I love his books, but I can't remember the last time I read one. I think when we listened to one on our way to Philadelphia, when we took that road trip, and we all listened to, I can't remember which one it was.
What was the name of that book?
So good. I'll have to find it.
What was the name of that book? That's been a long time.
But it was so good.
That time when your mama decides, she's like, yeah, I'll drive. And we wait. I am driving for like 4 hours at this point. I'm tired. And so mama was like, you know what, I'll drive you, because mama and Gracie were with us, right? And we only had Chad Jr. at the time. So I was like, sure, that'd be great. Well, it was nighttime. And so
I don't even know if it was nighttime.
It was nighttime.
Was it?
Because that's why she drove the way she drove.
It was
nighttime. Okay. So we are literally on the interstate where the speed limit is 70. Okay, 70. And I was cruising. I was going like 80, you know, because, you know, go about 10 miles over, whatever. Cruising, nobody on the road. Nope. I mean, it was empty. And so she jumps in there, and I'm like, ooh, I get a little break. Oh, nice, nice. She never reached 51 miles an hour. She was at 50. And I'm looking around like, mama, you good? You know, the speed limit's 70, right? Are you okay? She's like, yeah, it's just really dark out. And I was like,
I don't remember it being dark. I thought it was because it was very windy.
No, because it was dark and windy. Yes, it's because it was dark too, though. Because I remember when we pulled over and I took over again. And so I was like, okay, there's no way we're going to do this at 50 miles an hour.
Man. She literally was behind the wheel for like 15 minutes.
15 minutes. And maybe I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, okay, I love you, mama. Thank you for trying. I really thanked her and gave her, you know, just told her she was wonderful for trying, but maybe it just wasn't her time.
She will never live that day.
And so I jumped back in there and we, because I was flying and I drove the entire way. I think you were tending to Chad, like just being, you know, plus I don't mind driving. It's not that I dislike driving. I just wanted a little quick little break, and mama, she volunteered.
She did. You go volunteer and then
it was the funniest thing ever. So we laugh about that still. Yeah, like
that was pretty
funny. So we went out to Philadelphia to do the celebrity softball game with Kendrick the Family Soul. Yeah, so that was cool, but that was hilarious.
That was true.
Sorry, that was sidetracked, but
that was really random.
Yeah, but it was about reading the book, you know, on the way to Philadelphia.
That's true, and I'm gonna figure out what the name of that book is before we get off of here.
So you want me to jump on my first book, or while you're looking for that, or you want to jump in your first book?
You can jump in your first book.
All right, y'all. So before we get into the books, we actually want to tell you about our sponsor today. We've talked about them before, Abide. It's a great app that you can get. It's actually the number one Christian meditation app. So, you know, Abide users reporting that they have less stress, lower levels of anxiety and depression, and better sleep. And I feel like, I love the app. The app is great. And I think it's perfect timing for something like this, like with what's going on in the world right now, like you need ways, You know, prayer is our number one. Yeah. Prayer is always our number one. Spending time with God, you know, and that's why it's amazing that this is a Christian app. You know, this is an app that is focused on God and focused on, you know, Bible stories. And they even have like bedtime stories for adults, but then also for kids. So your kids can get some bedtime stories. You can, you know, spend that time instead of reading a book. Maybe you guys can listen to one of the stories on Abide. Mm-hmm. So really, really cool. You can, you know, I think you can, you know, you can start your day, you know, with the meditation app, you know, whether you meditate now already or you don't meditate. But again, like, this is really cool because they have daily meditations if you'd like to try them. Yep. Like I mentioned, they're based on biblical scripture and they'll, you know, they're just meant to center you and draw you closer to Christ, which is, I think, very important as Christians. We got to try to do that each day. And so for a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off a premium subscription when you visit abide.co/LMO. Their meditations start about 2 minutes long, very easy to fit in your schedule because of that. They feature topics like overcoming anxiety, managing stress, addiction and recovery, and finding forgiveness, and much more. So millions and millions of people are already using it, so you can join them. So again, get started now with 25% off your premium subscription by downloading the Abide app at abide.co/LMO. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. So you can support this show and get 25% off by going to abide.co/LMO. So one more time, just to make sure you guys got it, that's abide, abide.co/LMO to download the Abide app and get 25% off your premium subscription. So check it out. We love it.
Yeah,
I think you definitely
will. Really good.
Is now. So,
books.
Well, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I feel like I have. Are we talking about what we are currently reading? Or
what is on, the thing. You know what? Let's what we're currently active with, but then also what's on our to read list.
Okay.
You know, or that we've even cracked.
I don't even have a list. So this is something we discovered last night. I am what you call a multi-reader or a failed multitask reader, which means I start a million and one books at the same time. Yes. And rarely finish them. Like, it takes me months to finish them because I'm always starting a new
bouncing one, another
one. And then I forget about the other one. So I just open up my app and I have like six books here that I am currently reading, as in like in the middle of all of them, which is the craziest thing. And I have a stack of three books right here that I started reading.
It's hilarious. A whole stack.
So one I just started like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Why did I start a new book 2 days ago? One I haven't even started, but I joined like a Bible study, so I'm supposed to be reading it. So I don't know where to start. How about you start?
Okay, I'll start. Okay, so I will start with my audiobooks that I'm listening to.
Okay.
So I do have, let's see. So I do have a few. So for me, I usually bounce between two books when I'm listening to them, because sometimes you want one that's, you know, sometimes one becomes like a little, you know, you get tired of listening. You've listened to, you know, 4 hours of it and you're like, let me take a little switch. Mm-hmm. So I'll take a switch. I'll listen to a little bit of another book and then I'll come back to the other one and finish it. Like, I never have not
never
went
more
back
than
and
two,
finished.
Though.
Never more than two, because at that point, you're it's going to be tough for you to finish them. And I want to finish the book and get it off my plate. And, you know,
that's
true. So what the books that I'm reading to or listen to right now is one called 25 Hours a Day by a guy named Nick Bear. And he's a guy that I actually follow on YouTube, but also former military. He has like a performance company and so I really liked his story. And then he came out with the book, I think, last year. And it's just about him starting his business and kind of, you know, how he did it through his entire military career and stuff like that. So really good book. It's inspiring for entrepreneurs. So if you're an entrepreneur and you want to create something, never let the excuse of you working a full-time job stop you from starting something.
And say hello.
Yeah, you can sit here and you can just
say, hey, babes, you want to play with the seashell?
There you go.
The random seashell that we have on our desk.
It's from St. Croix.
Oh. Yeah, I smuggled that. I thought they was going to get me.
She did.
I had it wrapped up in everything.
But yeah, so if you're an entrepreneur, that's a great book. Again, that's 25 Hours a Day. That is a book I'm listening to, and I'm bouncing back and forth with a book called The Ride of a Lifetime. It's by Robert Iger, who is the CEO of Disney. So I listened to another book called Disney War.
Okay, baby. You're going to have to be chill.
I listened to another book called The Disney War, and it was about when Michael Eisner was the CEO and Robert Iger was his COO. And so this is the follow-on book kind of from his perspective, and it's just really good because I love Disney. So again, another book about, you know, growing up through the ranks of a company. If you're working at a company, you want to see how, you know, you can grow and, you know, become a bigger player in your company. Maybe it'll give you some inspiration. But yeah, those are two that I'm listening to right now.
Actively listening to.
And I'm almost close to finishing both of them. So.
Okay. Well.
What about you?
I have six that I'm actively listening to right now. Slow down, baby. So I'm going to go with the one I think that I started the longest ago, and it is You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. And I really, really enjoy this book. It's all about, first of all, she has her first book. I don't know if that was her first book, but You Are a Badass. And it's basically all about, like, you know, having confidence with, like, within yourself to do the things that you want to do. And it's a really good book. Highly recommend it. So now I'm listening to the You're a Badass at Making Money.
We just have a little button.
And I know we do have a button that Reagan walks around hitting. And so she's saying, you are a badass. It's not the cutest thing, but she's been repeating it.
We're going to get that from her and take it. Hide
she
it.
Already knows it. Now there's one that says, you can do it. And she says, it's the cutest
thing. We're good if you're saying that. So we're going to.
You're a Badass at Making Money is all about, like, having the confidence to make money. And if you're somebody that's looking, you know, constantly looking at your bank account or wondering how you can increase or improve, you know, your earning potential, it's just like a motivator. Reading it is like a motivator, and she just, like, tells you how to, like, manifest the things and work for the things. It's a really good book. I enjoy it. Let's see, I've also been listening to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Very old, classic book. And it's all about just the mindset with being rich. And a lot of these are not so much like the tactics. Some of them, it does have tactics in it, but more so about your mindset of things. Which is another one I'm listening to. The Abundance Project is really good. It focuses on, like, just creating more abundance from what you already have, not necessarily needing something to create more income or needing something to create more time with your family, but using, like, what you have already and maximizing it. So, you know, if you want to be abundant in all areas of your life, because it's not just about money, like your relationships, your kids, like all the things, friendships, it's a really good book. So the next one that I'm listening to is Everything is Figure Outable by Marie Forleo. And basically, like, she's a pretty popular, like, coach and like business coach. And she actually has a really popular channel on YouTube as well. And it's all about how we can get into the cycle of excuses and how, oh, this is easy for that person because they had it easy, or they didn't have to work for it, or, oh, look at my circumstances, or, oh, woe is me type of victim mentality. Yeah, and it's the victim everything is figure outable. There are people with far less than you that are making lemonade out of lemons. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things. And she actually, like, has stories of individuals where they started from and where they are now, and just even her story, like how she, you know, kind of grew up in not the best household, and like how she used that to her advantage instead of using it as an excuse.
Absolutely.
There's a quote from that I can't, what it is that I told you is about, like, when we don't want to do something.
Oh, it's when we say we can't do something, it's because we don't want to do it.
Yes.
I think it was something like that.
Yes, that's basically the premise of it, is when you use the word can't, oh, I can't lose weight, or oh, I can't get a better job, or oh, I can't get
yeah.
whatever it is. It's not that you can, it's that you're not willing to put in the work yeah, to do
not,
it.
You won't.
Because
you're not
you
do
can
it.
Do anything. It's just that you won't. You won't. Like, I won't lose the weight because I won't hold myself accountable. I yeah. won't be disciplined enough to change my eating habits or go to the gym. It's not that I can't do it.
Yeah.
I just won't do it.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So when I hearing that, I was like, wow, that's a... Because it just makes you think about all the things that you say can't happen for you. And then you really break it down. And like every, at the end of each chapter, she has, this is part of the reason why this has taken me so long to listen to, because I listen to it a lot in the car. But at the end of each chapter, she asks like multiple questions for you to actually jot down your thoughts about. So you can kind of reframe your negative thoughts
about
something.
So maybe it's something that you
should
buy the book.
You should, you know what I was thinking about that? I want
the
physical book so I can like write, because, you know, I can only go to the next chapter once I finished the questions. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to get the most out of the book. So I highly recommend it. It's really, really good. Especially if you find yourself, you know, speaking negatively about your situation or what it is you can and can't do.
Yeah.
Like, it's just nice to hear positive reinforcement.
Absolutely.
And then let's see. One I just started with, Babe. I think you started this one too. To Hell with the Hustle by Jefferson Bethke.
Yeah, Jefferson, homie Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. And that is a good one. You want to kind of give him a synopsis?
Yeah.
Because you're further. Than
yeah,
I
I'm further
am.
Along. So, yeah. So, big fans of Jefferson.
Very popular for his
So basically,
Jesus poem.
What was his Jesus Over Religion?
Yeah,
was the name of his first book, but also was this big viral spoken word video that he put on YouTube, and it really blew up his career, and it was just pretty awesome. Basically, you know, basically saying that Jesus is more important than religion. You know, like the business of religion, right? And so this book, To Hell with the Hustle, is really cool because.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's from Chad Jr. Would you like to sit up here as well? But y'all gotta be quiet.
You gotta
anything.
Be quiet.
Yes.
Anything.
That's right.
Anything. You guys gotta be quiet. Don't be all loud. Apple eating.
Sit on the other side of Reagan so the peeps can see you. So you guys can see both of our kids. If you're listening right now, you come on over to youtube.com/letsmakeoutpodcast
and
you
can
watch
kids.
Us. Okay?
You can see the kids. but yeah, so this one is about basically like slowing down. You know, ultimately the big picture is slowing down. Like, you don't, the word hustle is thrown out everywhere.
Yep.
For instance, like we spoke on the last week's podcast, people are saying, you know what, if you don't come out of this pandemic better and with the two more businesses built, you wasted your time. No, that's the hustle mentality.
Mm-hmm.
If you come out of this, when you come out of this and you feel better and you feel blessed to be here and you feel blessed to just to get back to some bit of normalcy and maybe even a better version of yourself,
that's great.
You don't have to build 16 multi-billion business, you know, billion dollar businesses during this time. And so the premise is basically, yeah, just hustle is something that's thrown around and it brings this pressure as a society. People say, if you're not hustling, you're not doing anything. And that's just, it's a lie.
It's a lie
that you can, that people tell you, and it's a lie that society tells you, and it's a lie that you can tell yourself.
Yes.
So it's about getting
Come
away
on,
from
preach.
That.
Yes. Come on, preach, Pastor
right.
Chad.
Yeah, right. So, hallelujah.
See, you had to throw it off. You had to just throw it off. Okay, so the last
Corona, be gone. Shout out to Kev on stage for that great video.
I cannot deal. So the last book that I am listening to actively is called Exhale by Amy Carroll and Cheryl Gregory and Kathy.
So are you waiting to read that one?
Because waiting to exhale, I cannot.
Yes, you got it.
You are so corny. I am actually reading this with my women's study group. So, you know, we every now and then we pick a study and we do it together. It's like six of us. So we're just going chapter by chapter, and we've been Zoom calling like every week talking about the chapters. And it's really good. Excel, it's like fine. I have the physical copy as well, but it's just easier for me to listen to it. It's like, find who you, lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well. And it's really good. It's a Christian book, and it's just talking about losing these identities that we put on ourselves, and just all of the things where we're living for someone else's opinion of us, or yeah. doing the things that other people want to do, actually finding out like what makes us happy, and are we doing what we want or what God wants. So like at the end of one of the chapters that we read, it was talking about make a list of everything on your to-do list, everything that you're responsible for, and then ask yourself, who put that on your list?
Yeah.
Did God give you that responsibility, or did you take on that responsibility?
That's good.
So it's a really good book. And they do have a group study. So if you're interested in like doing it with other women or other men or whatever, like it's a really good one. So that's all that I'm listening to. I feel like that was a whole library full of books. And I still have 3 physical books over here that I am reading as well.
Exactly. So, so I would say, so there's a few more books that I've finished recently. Onward by Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, and the creator and CEO. He's not CEO anymore, but he's the creator of Starbucks. Fascinating story. If you love Starbucks or you love coffee, or if you just love business, I think it's a good one for you to listen to. So on to physical books. Normally I buy the book, and I probably will with this one, but right now it's been good because I can actually highlight things and make bookmarks and take notes in certain areas. The book that I'm actually reading right now is, I have a list again of books I want to read, but the one that I'm reading right now is called Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson. He actually has a really successful podcast. I can't remember the name of it, but I don't listen to it a lot, but I happened to listen to one episode. And then I saw that he had a book about sleeping. And I've always been fascinated with like the power of sleep. Mm-hmm. And if you get real good quality sleep, how it can really change your life. It can make you feel better, heal better, live better, all that stuff. So I believe that.
Yeah.
So I was really interested. So this has 21 essential strategies to get you better sleep. So I'm really excited. I'm about probably 10% into the book, and I've been actually like highlighting things, and so very fascinated with this so far, and I'll let you know more, you know, as I actually finish the book. But that's the one I'm reading right now. What about you, Shouty?
I'm looking at this. There's so many other books that I've started and haven't finished. Honorable mentions: Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. It's a good one. I started it but didn't finish it. Take Control of Your Life by Mel Robbins. She's awesome. Yes. And let's see, it was a sleep one that I actually started. We went somewhere and they gifted us this sleep book. Did you finish it?
No, I started reading it, but
I wasn't really in the mood of
reading at the time. So I'm it's on my list though.
Yeah. There's so many of them. But physically, a book that I started last year and have not finished is called Atomic Habits. And it's Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results. And it's by James Clear. And it's an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. And this is probably one of the books that I want to read the most, but I forget about it because it's been like in my laptop bag because I used to just take it with me. So if I had a moment, I would pull it out and read it, but I have forgotten about it. I think I kind of want to get the audio version so I can listen to it, but it is good. It's just about,
she told me good stuff
like,
about it.
Stacking habits is basically what it is. And it's like, instead of looking at the end goal and trying to set up, you know, what it is you want versus by this goal, like say I'm trying to run a marathon, instead of seeking that out as the goal, why don't you seek out to be the type of person who runs? I'm the type of person who gets up and runs a few miles a day because I enjoy it. Absolutely. Not because I'm trying to get to this goal, but looking at it as developing a habit that will in turn get you there.
A healthy habit versus having to have this crazy goal.
Right. Yeah. So then you're just stacking these habits on top of each other. So you're trying to lose weight. Yeah. You might want to lose 50 pounds, but how about you aim to be a person who drinks more water than anything else? So then once
less
you get
soda.
That down, you become the type of person who maybe I have 2 to 3 servings of vegetables a day. So it's like you're stacking habits on top of each other, and then they become atomic. You attach them to certain things. So like you want to drink more water, there's a trigger to make you grab the water. You always keep a glass by your bed on your nightstand. So when you wake up, you see it, you grab it. It's just, it's like the science of building good
habits.
That's good.
I like that. So I want to read this one. I actually want to read that one. So when she's done.
Yeah, I'll pass it over. Yeah. Or if you get the.
Or if she downloads it, like the audio version, I can't say it, then I will make sure that I will get it as well.
That's
so
good. So another one that I just started like 2 days ago, it's called No Excuses, The Power of, No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline by Brian Tracy. This was actually gifted to me when I went to the My Taught You retreat. She did this awesome thing where everybody came with a book and we did a book exchange. So like the very last night at the party, she had like bookshelves, like two or three bookshelves, like stacked up of all the books. And your job, you just, everybody grabbed, if you brought a book, then you grabbed a book.
Oh, that's cool.
It was actually a really cool idea because y'all, if you guys know, the kids are throwing pillows at us while we are trying to do this podcast. We finna wrap it up, I promise. But that was a really cool idea. Malik is all about books. If you're familiar with her, she is an avid reader. So,
and Brian Tracy's got some great books. I've got a couple of his books downstairs.
Oh, really?
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the author of Eat That Frog. I'm sure most of you have heard of
him. He's
the
author
book.
Of hundreds of books, yeah. I think. He's got so many books.
So I'm excited to read that one. And the last one that I started, because I started this online Bible study.
And I'm reading, I'm actually listening to it.
With the ministry, Proverbs 31 Ministries. They do like these online Bible studies, and it's Dangerous Prayers by Craig Groeschel. And is that how you say his last name?
Yeah, he's
Groeschel.
The pastor of Life Church.
Yeah. And I wanted to read this book because I actually, there's a Dangerous Prayers devotional on the Bible app that I went through and I loved it. And then at the end, it's like, learn more about the book. So I read about it and I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to order it at some point. And then I get the emails from Proverbs 31 Ministry and they were like, that was their book of April.
That's
so
funny.
I was like, look at God. Let me just order the book so I can get started and read it. I'm supposed to read chapter 1 this week. So
I've actually listened to one of his books before. He's a great author.
Yeah. He's really cool. I watched like a video series of him on the Bible.
I like
app
the way
also.
He gives a good way of delivering God's message. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, so
yeah. So that's our library of books. Look, I would love to know if you are more like me or are you more like Babe? Do you start a million books at once or do you like to keep it to one to two?
Yeah. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're not a reader or if you're not a listener to books, we've given you plenty of cool books to check out. We've given you a great app to check out.
Yes.
To help center yourself and get yourself through this crazy time in our life and even after that.
Yeah.
We'll put links to all these books. Yeah, we'll put links so you guys can check them out, read the actual synopsis of them.
Yeah.
And we just pray that some of these help you or you find one that maybe will help a friend or
absolutely
spouse or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, this was good. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. It's a little informational for you with a dash of fun because you've got our kids running around.
Acting like maniacs.
You can probably hear them if you're only listening to us right now.
Sorry for that.
Yeah.
But it's real life. We got the kids at home.
It is what it is. Quarantine.
Quarantine. Exactly. So you guys want to follow us? We would love if you did. You can actually go to Twitter and Let's Make Out Pod. You go to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Let's Make Out Podcast. You know, wherever you're listening to your actual podcast, we're on all of those platforms. If you would rate us and review us, all those places, you know, iTunes as well, because it just helps get more people, you know, access and to see a podcast that maybe will help them. So we'd appreciate that. We love your support. We love the comments. If you got comments, questions, or ideas, or any Ask Gabe and Babes, make sure you send those using the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe or LMO Podcast or Let's Make Out Podcast. I mean, you can do
all the hashtags, okay? All of them.
Or just add us, whatever you want to do. We're going to get them and we'll do our best to answer them at some point.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys, have a good weekend. Have a great Easter weekend if you celebrate it. And we'll see you next week. Same time.
That's right. Deuces.